Good morning, all. Thank you. So I'll open today's meeting. Thank you everyone for your attendance and welcome to our visitor who's here to observe the meeting. Reminding everyone that the meeting is digitally recorded. So moving through, we have apologies today from Councillor Brown. Is Steve Vincent coming back to the meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, fine. And everyone else. Apologies from the Deputy CEO as well. Actually, Councillor Brown was a leave of absence. Are there any applications for a leave of absence for the next meeting in April?
Yeah.
Can I have a mover and a seconder that leave of absence be accepted from Councillor Lawler? So it was Councillor Sattler, Councillor Shaw. Everyone in favour? Are there any declarations of interest for this meeting? We move into public question time, and our visitor is observing, but would you like to have a question at all to council? Just happy to sit there and go through the meeting?
Yes.
That's fine.
I'm getting a shed approved.
Yeah, that's fine.
And Stephen said, come to the meeting.
Good. Lovely to have you here.
Just want to hear about it.
Yeah,
sure. Hopefully it gets approved. We need it.
We'll see what we can do.
You'll be right.
So thank you for attending. So we don't have any recorded this meeting, and we move into item 7, which is the confirmation of the council meeting minutes held on the 25th of February. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Martin, Councillor Lawler. Are there any matters arising from that meeting? Is everyone in favour of them being confirmed? Everyone's in favour? 6-0, thank you. So now we move to page 6, which is technical services, and there's no items included under that item. So moving on to the next page, and we move into planning. So 9.1 in the planning services, we have a development application for an outbuilding at 55 Smith Street in Beverley, and the officer's recommendation is on page 9. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation that planning application be approved based, including the conditions and advice notes that are included in the agenda items? So we had a mover, was that Councillor Sattler, seconded Councillor Shaw. Are there any matters arising, or does the planner have any further information to provide? No? Okay.
Is question.
It? Yes.
That shed's going on a vacant block, but there's still being rebuilt a house on that.
There is a house on there already. Oh. It's just old imagery.
So that height's all one big block, is it?
Yeah, that's right. So there is an existing residential, a new world in the last 12 months.
Okay.
Yeah, so thank you. I had the same question until I went back and read it again, and it did say house, and I presume that it was a...
Yeah, so it's shown on the site plan.
Page 15. And this is a development application for an outbuilding at 82 Hammersley Street.
That's what?
In Beverley. Thank you. And the officer's recommendation is on page 17, I believe. The officer's recommendation is that council grant planning approval for that application. Subject to the various conditions and advice notes included in their recommendation. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Martin, seconded Councillor Maxwell. Are there any questions or further information from the planner? Is everyone in favour? 6-0. Thank you. Moving to item 9.3, this is 22.
That's all good.
Welcome to stay if you wish.
See you now.
So, item 9.3 is application camp on private land at 9 Nicholas Street in Beverley. And the recommendation is on page 24 of the agenda. The officer's recommendation is that council grant approval to Carol and Glenn Reed, pursuant to the various clauses of the caravan parks and camping grounds regulations, for a period of up to 12 months from the date of this approval, subject to the various conditions included in the approval notice. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please, for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Sattler, seconded Councillor Lawler. Are there any questions or further information from the Shire Planner, considering this has been quite an issue for council previously?
Yep. Madam President, this one was easy to consider and recommend for approval because there is an existing house on the land that is fully serviced. And what we need to have clarity on and comfort on from considering camping on private land, is it safe and is it healthy? So safety and health is the paramount parameters that we need to consider. And this ticks all the boxes in terms of that because there's a sewage system that works, there's a working bathroom, there's a working toilet, there's a working laundry, and they have a little camp kitchen. So that to me is entirely appropriate to approve. Depending obviously the conditions, it's for them and them only to camp, it's not transferable. No unauthorized development are supposed to take place beyond this camping. They cannot now go and build a shed and say, no, it's camping. That's entirely different legislation. So I'm happy that we are not creating an undesirable precedent by approving this, because it's a clear cut case of where we really cannot say no, it's not appropriate from a health and safety perspective to approve it.
Thank you. I have to say it is very good that we've had a positive outcome finally. We've been able to achieve what the state government was having imposed on us originally without any further guidance to do so. So if there's no questions for council, is everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? 6-0. Thank you. Item 10 is the Building Services and Environmental Health Services, and there's no reports involved with that one. We move to item 11, finance, and page 29. So 11.1 is the monthly financial report, and the officer's recommendation is on page 30. So the officer's recommendation is that the monthly financial report for the month of February 2026 be accepted and material variances be noted. Are there any questions in regard to the monthly financial report? Is everyone in favour of receiving? Oh, I beg your pardon. Thank you, Deputy Shire President. Getting ahead of myself. So a mover is Councillor Sattler, seconded Councillor Shaw. Everyone in favour? Thank you. I've got someone watching over my shoulder. So we've moved to page 37 for the next item. Which are accounts paid by authority. Mm-hmm. And the officer's recommendation is on page 39. The officer's recommendation is that the list of accounts be as presented, be received. Do I have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Maxwell, seconder. Thank you, Councillor Lawler. Thank you, Stephen. Are there any questions in regard to the accounts paid by authority, council? Everyone in favour? 6-0. Now we move to page 48, which is item 11.3. Which is a request for interest waiver on assessment 436. The officer's recommendation is on page 39. No, not 39.
No.
Is it 39?
No.
No.
50.
That's right. I didn't cross my stuff off. So the officer's recommendation. recommendation is that council decline the application to waive interest outstanding on assessment 436 in the amount of $10,610.67, while acknowledging the recent efforts made to address this outstanding rates liability. Can I have a mover and a second for the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Lawler, seconded Councillor Sattler. Are there any questions or comments or further information from the CEO? Is everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? Thank you, 6-0. Moving to page 52. Under administration, so 12.1, Walker Sector Consultation for the compulsory voting, compulsory and voluntary voting and election frequency. And the officer's recommendation is on page 54. Councillor Sattler has moved the officer's recommendation that council does not support the introduction of full-skilled local government elections every 4 years. It does not support compulsory voting and supports retaining the current voluntary voting system for the local government elections, and informs Walker of its position to the electoral reform discussion paper with reasoning. A seconder, please. Councillor Martin. Is there any further comment or discussion? Is everyone in favour? 6-0. Thank you. Next item is on page 65. Very shortly. Everyone would agree with all that information that we've just gone through. So the next item on page 65 is item 13, where elected members' motions where notice has been provided, and there's none in that item. 14, confidential items, there's nothing presented under that heading either. 15 is late items. Are there any late items presented by the officer in regard to for approval at this meeting? No. So that brings us to a close for our meeting. And I don't believe there's any business arising by order of the meeting of an urgent nature. Well, thank you everyone for your attendance, and I shall close the meeting. Good.